From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The Humboldt County Public Health Laboratory's test run for Monday started late in the day, and so it won't be done until today. That said, the current total number of confirmed cases in the county for COVID-19 remains at 52. No new cases were confirmed yesterday. A total number of hospitalizations, 3, and the total number of recovered cases right now, 47. Well, the Humboldt County Joint Information Center says it's gotten a number of calls about a person working at Target who has tested positive for COVID-19. The public health branch has been working with Target to actively investigate the case and has determined that the individual worked on site but did not work with customers. Close contacts have been identified. Any close contact with symptoms to date has been tested, and they have no additional positives to report. Close contacts are nonetheless quarantined and being monitored. The investigation and isolation quarantine activities are ongoing. There is no evidence of contact exposure for members of the general public who visited that store. Well, second, they've been forwarded several versions of dashboards or data portals produced by different groups and asked to explain their numbers. Some of the portals appear legitimate, even though almost all disagree with each other and with numbers the County Joint Information Center has provided. They can't explain information found on other people's websites. They can confirm that their information is correct. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office deputies over the weekend dispatched to the area of Murray Road and Highway 101 in McKinleyville the report of a gunshot victim. Upon arrival, they found a 65-year-old woman with multiple injuries consistent with a possible BB gun. The victim was taken to a local hospital in stable condition. Deputies learned that the woman had been walking along Murray Road at the Highway 101 overpass when she was shot with a possible BB gun from a passing vehicle. The vehicle then fled the scene. While on scene, deputies also received the report of a 50-year-old man who sustained a possible BB gun-related injury from a passing vehicle on McKinleyville Avenue. The victim declined medical attention. The suspect vehicle described as a dark gray Toyota Prius with unknown license plates. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies dispatched to a business on the 39,000 block of State Highway 299 in Willow Creek on Saturday. The report there of a possible arson. Deputies learned that sometime during the night, two fires were lit near the entrances of the business. Using surveillance footage, they identified the suspect as 47-year-old Brian Thomas. And while investigating, deputies received information that Thomas was at a business nearby. He was located and placed under arrest. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.